Finance and economics.
Economic development. Shrink wrap. Why the history of economic growth should be all about recessions.
Throughout history, poverty is the normal condition of man, wrote Robert Heinlein, a science fiction writer. Until the 18th century, global GDP per person was stuck between $725 and $1,100, around the same income level as the World Bank's current poverty line of $1.90 a day. But global income levels per person have since accelerated, from around $1,100 in 1800 to $3,600 in 1950, and over $10,000 today. Economists have long tried to explain this sudden surge in output. Most theories have focused on the factors driving long-term economic growth, such as the quantity and productivity of labour and capital. But a new paper takes a different tack. Faster growth is not due to bigger booms, but to less shrinking in recessions. Stephen Broadbury of Oxford University and John Wallace of the University of Maryland have taken data for 18 countries in Europe and the New World, some from as far back as the 13th century.